Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Naran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Glenn Abbott. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson moves to third. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson scores. It's 1-0, Mariners. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Milbourne fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mariners. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mariners. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker scores. It's Tigers, 2, Mariners, 2. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson who is chasing the ball. Simpson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. It's 3-2, Mariners. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Bocht goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Mariners. John Hiller now pitching. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Jerry Naran. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive towards first. Bocht reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing left field. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 5-3, Mariners. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Milburn. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. Corcoran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Mariners. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Mariners, 5. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Corcoran moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Raleigh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Box scoops it up and throws to first, with Raleigh covering, for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The slide. Cox applies the tag. Gibson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to third. Cox moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stegman pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman bunts towards first. Box scoops it up and throws to first, with Milburn covering, for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Rick Peters now playing left field. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Jason Thompson. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is walked intentionally. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. John Wackenfuss now playing left. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milburn is walked intentionally. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Larry Cox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 0 in the game. Stegman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Stegman reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Stegman moves to third. Two outs. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 6, Mariners, 6. Pat Underwood now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bocht strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Stinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pachyork takes first base on ball 4. Rod Craig pinch runs for Tom Pachyork. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cox bunts towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Craig moves to second. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Milburn is walked intentionally. Bill Stein pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig scores. Milburn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.